And here we are, folks. Welcome inside Middle Tennessee. Man, this is a busy time of year.
It is.
I mean, we've got, we had a 7 o'clock service over at First Presbyterian. I think they've got a new one over at the Methodist. Good Friday. It's going to be warm. In fact, it's going to be flat hot.
Yes, and my mother was worried about Ellie Grace's attire for Sunday Easter.
We haven't had Easter when it was cold.
She didn't have a speaker.
It's supposed to be like 80, I think.
That sounds good.
And it's sunny.
80 and sunny. It'll be great.
You know, and do real good. Next weekend is Mule Day.
Mule Day.
So this would be Mule Day week.
Mule Day week, yes.
So a lot of stuff.
PSA, watch while you're driving through town.
Scott's doing his Mule Day queen wave.
He's practicing his queen wave today.
The queen wave.
Be careful. Watch for people on mules, horses, wagons. Give them space.
I think they have the right of way.
They do. I don't know. I'm not up to date on the rules and regs on that, but make sure if your dog has not ever seen a horse or a mule running or going down the road, put them on a leash
or leave them in the pen.
Leave them at home. We have personal experience of a dog attacking our horse after the Mule Day parade when we were trying to go back to the trailer. That was a terrible experience and very traumatic. So
you had a horse that has PTSD?
He is fine.
He is fine.
He is the best horse we own. And we thought he was ruined.
Eddie Hickman's in here. I was going to ask if that horse is meaner than a snake.
No. He is Ellie Grace's auxiliary horse.
Ellie Grace is taking my horse away.
I'm not surprised. We've got Ellie Grace out there in the hallway. Let me introduce the players. I'm Jim Ross. We got Lou Maddox, Big Lou Maddox, on the board. Fresh from freezing at the Columbia Spring Hill baseball game.
It's cold.
Did you learn a lesson there, Lou?
I did. Don't, you know, it gets colder when the sun drops
out. That is why Lou is soon going to be a member of the Tennessee Volunteers up in Knoxville.
You'll have to get some warm clothes.
You'll have to wear extra layers up there.
Got Representative Scott Sapicki in here and the dynamic duo and clan.
The clan is here
of Sheila Hickman and Sarah Elizabeth Hickman McLeod. And we've got Sean. We've got Eddie. Eddie is here. He's part of the triple E's that are in here because we got the double E's in here. Now we got the triple E's.
Everybody who works with them has got to have a name start with an E.
That's right. If you're going to come in this show. So, Eddie Abels and Eddie Allred. Eddie Allred, you missed us 2 weeks ago. We're kind of mad about that.
I apologize for that.
Well, Sheila over there, Sheila's going to give you a demerit for being tardy.
Won't be the first time.
I could have taught him, but I did not.
You know, that may have been a blessing in disguise.
Might have been.
You know? So, anyway, y'all tell us again about what's coming up.
Go ahead. Friday, April the 5th, will be the 13th annual Mule Day Auctioneers Championship out at the United Producer Sale Barn on Industrial Park Road.
All right.
So we'll get started. The time schedule is we hope to get the championship kicked off at approximately 11 o'clock a.m. at the Sale Barn. And this is the first year that we're having a junior championship for young men and ladies 17 years and younger, and we're really excited about putting this junior championship in as a part of the Mule Day Auctioneer Championship.
How many contestants do you have in the juniors right now?
Right, eight.
About eight, I think. Eight. Yeah, one of them, I think one young man's about 12 years old, so I'm anxious to hear him.
Well, you know, I don't know a 12-year-old that mouth can't run a mile a minute in the first place. It'd be real interesting to hear that guy.
It will.
And so tell us about the regular, how many contestants we have in the regular one.
We've got about between 30 and 35 registered right now, coming in from 10 different states. We had a gentleman from California that's interested. I hope he makes it. Got a couple out of Texas. Where else?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're coming in from everywhere.
Oh, you guys have got quite well known.
It's one of the premier I think, one of the premier contests in the Southeast anyway.
So they're all coming here to kind of get warmed up for the next event, or?
Well, we've had several that have won our event that have gone on to win national contests.
All right. So what's kind of the format? What all will they do, or how will they do this, conduct the sessions?
Each auctioneer that comes in brings three items. This is a live auction, real auction. So each one of the auctioneers that come brings three items that they will put up for auction. You have the opportunity to bid on it and buy that item. After the preliminary round, based on the judges' scores, we will take the top 10 auctioneers to bring back into the final round. And in the final round, they will auction off four items. And then out of that 10, the champion and reserve champion will be selected.
They typically, what kind of items are auctioned off, or do they bring?
That's really interesting, because a couple of years ago, we started giving an award for the auctioneer whose items bring the most money.
Oh, now, and, so there's a little competition there now.
A lot of competition, and they want that award. We've had some pretty fancy rocking chairs and just some pretty expensive items that they bring and auction off. So it's...
Y'all had a goat 1 year.
Well, we've had goats. Yes, we
have. Wait, we got the goats with us right now, the goats of auctioneering.
Yes.
I don't know. You know?
Greatest of all time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I was waiting on somebody to chime in. Thank you very much.
You're but quite welcome.
That award is the Top Dollar Award, and it's named in honor of Tommy Bailey, who was, oh gosh, the auctioneer for Tennessee Livestock Producers for, I don't know how many years.
Many years.
Many.
Many years.
And so we felt it was right that that award be named.
That's the way we can honor him.
You know, how does one get to be an auctioneer?
Do you have a calling? Do you have a calling, or do you decide, I just want to do it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I was a kid, I heard Leroy Van Dyke sing the auctioneer song. And I said, I want to do that. And I started practicing just out in the yard or wherever. And I waited until I was 60 years old to go to auctioneer school. But there is an auctioneer school.
But Eddie, you're nothing but a 15-year-old trapped in a 60-year-old
body. That's true. And I'll pay you after the show. But yeah.
Where do you go to school?
Well, now it is they come to you. They do it in different places. When I went to school, it was in Tullahoma.
Oh, okay.
It was the Nashville Auction School. They did a great job. Wendell Hansen was the one that was running it. And it was in Tullahoma, and I think it was for 9 days, about 10 hours a day.
Ooh.
9 days straight. So it's a pretty good commitment.
Wow. Well, now, we were talking a little bit earlier, and you said that you have to learn how to chant, and there's something that they teach you to do.
Well, there's
so you got to do that one.
There's a tongue twister called, it's Betty Botter, and they teach you, you have to do that in front of the class, and you get up in front of the class, and you start to chant, and if you mess it up, you have to go to the end of the line and come back around. So I wanted to do it quick so I could sit down.
Yeah.
But it goes something like this. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So to the Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
Woo, buddy! I'm amazed you even remember that to begin with. But I guess it gets so imprinted that you won't forget it.
I've done it several times.
You know, what about you, Eddie Ables?
No, I've been here so long, I didn't have to do that.
You got grandfathered in.
I got
grandfathered
in. I went to Mendenhall School of Auctioneering in High Point, North Carolina in 1970. Straight out of high school, got on the Greyhound bus at 18 and traveled to High Point, North Carolina for 2 weeks.
Man, you were committed too. So, yeah, you knew exactly what you wanted to do. You've been doing it for how many years now?
Well, I'm from Lincoln County.
Can't add up.
We have to do a lot of ciphering 50, to get that many.
50-something years.
Woo, buddy.
So, yeah, it's a love.
What
I think
is the largest thing, like monetary, money-wise, that y'all have sold?
Well, in my case, would be real estate.
Yeah, property.
Yeah.
Property.
Yeah.
But we've sold, I guess somebody asked me, what was the strangest thing that I've ever sold in an auction? And I guess two things come to mind. We sold two cemetery plots in an estate auction one time, and then I've sold a fighting game rooster.
We sold a pint of blood at a Rotary meeting one day. You remember that?
Yeah. A pint of blood.
Yeah. Well, we were in competition with the Kiwanis Club as far as blood donations. And somebody was going to donate a pint of blood that day but didn't know whether to give Kiwanis credit or Rotary credit. So we auctioned it off.
What did it go for? I got to ask.
About $40 or $50, and the Rotary Club won, by the way.
Okay. Of course they did. You know? So anyway, folks, we got about 4 minutes. You got something you want to auctioneer off or give everybody a taste of what it may sound like?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I was thinking about this since the last time. When you come out, if we have 30 auctioneers, you will not hear the same thing on each one of those auctioneers. Each auctioneer has their own distinctive chant, their own style of auctioning. So each one that gets up there, you'll see a little bit of difference in their chant.
Or a lot of difference.
A lot of difference.
Yes.
And how they interact with the audience. And so it's not just the same thing over and over 30 times.
Good point. Remind us what they're graded on.
The judges, that we've broken it down into five categories. Each category is worth a total of 20 points per judge. It's their introduction, their initial command to start the auction, the clarity of their chant, their voice quality, their bid catching ability. They're not allowed to use ring, so they have to catch their own bids. The execution of the sale, and then the last one, which is the most important to me and is the first tiebreaker, as a judge, would you hire this auctioneer to conduct your auction? So it's a total of five items, 20. You can score 100 points perfect from each judge. We'll have four judges, so a perfect score would be 400.
And typically, what does the winner come in at?
Usually last year, I think the winning, there was 2 points that separated the champion from the reserve champion, and I think the total score was around 380 to 385.
Pretty strong. That is pretty strong. We got a couple of minutes left. What are y'all going to auctioneer off for us?
Well, it don't matter.
You know? You won't do this?
We'll do that. Do that ink pen, yeah.
There you go.
You started, Eddie.
All right, open the gate, let them out, and walk them boys. Sell an ink pen now. What'll you give? Hey, leave it at 25. $25, bit of 25, 25, 25, 30, bit of 30, now 35. $35, bit of 35, 35, and it'll be $35, bit of 35, one time, 35, 40. $40, bit of 40, 40, 49, bit of 40, now 5.
$45, bit of 50, bit of 50, bit of 50, now 5, 5, 5. $5, bit of 60. $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65, $65,
Yay. And we will take a check.
Straight out of his campaign fund.
Cash or personal check.
That was a lot of fun. Folks, remember, this is entertainment as much as anything.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
It is fun. You need to get out there. Eddie Allred, what we got?
Jim, I want to say that the money we raise from this event, 100% goes to our scholarship program. We send kids to school on all this money.
Thank you.
Yes.
Folks, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people. The place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hi, Jimmy here for Columbia Ace Hardware. Columbia Ace Hardware now carries Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines paint. Now their premium quality and huge selection of colors will be right in your neighborhood, along with the award-winning service and advice Columbia Ace has always provided for your paint projects. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their paint. Columbia Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled, but then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
All right, folks. Here we go with Inside Middle Tennessee. I have to remind everybody, the mics get hot.
It's hot in here.
Yeah. They get hot a little bit. So anyway, one of the remaining member of the Triple E's needs to tell us a little bit about where all this auctioneering money is going to and some of the things that they've done.
Yes.
Well, through the years, we started a scholarship program for the unit schools. Mm-hmm. And we also give a scholarship to Columbia State.
Tell everybody what the unit schools are that may not know.
Hampshire, Culioca, and Santa Fe.
All right, there you go.
The Noon Rotary Club does the in-city schools, Central and other schools around. So, but this year we're giving $9,000 worth of scholarships to individuals. And we have two programs, really three programs in our scholarship program because Columbia State, that's where we started. And we give them $1,000 to their endowment, and they spread that money out across the board to students who need some additional funds. Mm-hmm. Then we give a $1,000 scholarship to one winner in each of the unit schools. We used to just give one.
Yeah, so now you're giving away $3,000 there, just there.
And then we started about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we started a rollover scholarship. If you're a winner as a freshman scholarship to college, then you can apply and roll over, and you can get up to a total of $4,000.
Yeah, which will go a long way.
Go a long way. So, and we're trying to work it out to increase that to about $1,200 to $1,500.
All right.
We're working towards that goal.
Y'all have given away a lot of money then over the years, and still are, and still will.
Yes.
About
80,000 total.
Wow, that's pretty darn good.
So it's a good event. I invite anybody to come out and visit on the day we have the auction because all that money goes straight to the scholarship.
Good deal, folks.
So that's Friday at 11 at the Tennessee Livestock. Well, it's not Tennessee. It's the United Producers. It was the Tennessee Livestock Building when it was built. It's out on Industrial Park. Come, bring a comfy seat because it's wood seats you sit on with no back. So just remember that your back and your butt may hurt if you don't take some padding.
Free parking, free admission.
Free parking, free admission. Bring your checkbook. There will be concessions. So
register and get a number and get your shoulder ready so you can hold that number up.
Yeah. Hi. Bid. What is it? Bid early and bid often.
Bid often, bid high.
That's right, folks.
All right. Well, and we have another guest that has come in, Jim. And this is Mr. Malugin, and he's going to talk about Mule Day because this is the upcoming Mule Week. So, what are y'all got going on?
Well, I love the fact that his shirt's got Water Valley on it.
I know.
It's great. We need to give a scholarship out to Water Valley somewhere.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, I just want to talk about the Friday night and Saturday night dances we have.
Okay.
We're up at the Ridley 4-H Pavilion. We'll be up there Friday night at 6 o'clock. It'll be myself. We'll do country line dance. All night Friday night, and then Saturday night we'll be back up there again, starting at 6 o'clock with the Mule Town Stompers. They'll do their clogging exhibition, and then after that, we've got the Urban Cowboy Line Dancers from Island Nashville dance down Mule House a lot. They're going to be with us Saturday night to teach and dance Saturday night. So
I say it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and also we doing a little something different too. This the Urban Cowboy Line Dancers, if you've been around what they do and all, a lot of times they'll do like a flash mob. They'll appear on the streets in Nashville or wherever, do some things. Well, we're going to do one out the park at 4:30 on Saturday.
That would be worth seeing.
Yeah, so just anybody wants to join in with them, they can hop in and join. So.
About where in the park will it be?
Don't know exactly. It's, yep. You know. We're thinking maybe when you go in park and come up to the top of the hill right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking right there, but like I said, we'll just have to kind of see how the crowd is and whatever. So somewhere around 4:30. So
all right, now you said the place, most of these festivities are going to take place at the 4-H Center.
These,
tell everybody about where the 4-H Center is, because not everybody knows.
No.
Yeah, it's right on Lyon Parkway. It's right across from the football stadium. It's kind of...
And the Little League Park.
Yes, and right across from the Little League Park, yes. You go through the gates, go up on top, go to the very back. It's a real nice covered facility. It's, I think that building's 100 feet deep, 120 feet wide. It's it got plenty of room to dance, and, you know, we do that. Maybe Scott come. He come dance with us.
Oh, he did. I would like a video of that.
Yeah, him and his wife's really good.
So, but, anybody got a video? We want to be able to show everybody on over the over the
secrets
microphone.
Will never
here.
Be revealed.
Yeah, but no, we have a good time. This is a good family friendly event. So, like I said, and they'll, especially Saturday night, it's going to be a little something different together because, you know, they'll these guys, they'll teach the dances and then you can dance along with them. So.
That sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But Mule Day starts Thursday and goes all weekend, culminating on Saturday at 11 with the Mule Day Parade downtown Columbia. But there are a lot of events going on.
There's a bunch going on Sunday.
There is a bunch going on Sunday. I did get a text message from one of my dear friends saying that the auctioneer contest says 12 in the booklet, the Mule Day booklet, but it is at 11 for the auctioneering contest.
All right, folks, remember that.
But if you come at 12, they'll be rolling
be
and going. So,
only got about 40 auctioneers out
there.
Yeah,
so they're going to be rolling for a long time. So, dancing with Tony Malugin Friday night at the 4-H Center. And again on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So, don't wear yourself out at the parade.
Yeah. Right, remind everybody of the times again.
It's 6 o'clock on Friday night, 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And also, if you want to do the flash mob, it's around 4:30. It's actually in the park over there.
Okay.
So, but like I said, we do have concessions on top of the hill, too, Friday and Saturday night. So.
Somebody's got to put that on YouTube, that flash mob.
Oh, that'll yeah,
be,
it'll
yeah,
come.
This,
it'll,
the guys that do this usually do a lot of filming. A lot of times it'll wind up on all the platforms and stuff.
It'll be interesting to see how many people.
Yeah, you know, I took it. I didn't know how it was going to go, so I took it to the, you know, Brown Saddle Club that night, and I was like, you know, we're going to do this. And a lot of the older ladies was like, oh, yes, I want to do this.
Sign me up, I'll be there.
Sign me up, so I don't see how that goes. But, you know, I hope it'd be, I think it'd be, because, you know, we've done one in Nashville on the street, and I have with them and stuff, and it's really neat just to kind of watch everybody's expressions. So.
Oh, yeah, that is all, because you just out
I
of
I want to watch
her.
Everybody see the mess-ups.
I know. Well, and most people just think it's just the parade, but there's mule pulling, mule shows, there are races. When I was a kid, they had chariot races with city and county officials.
Yeah, Bob Duncan and Ed Harlan. Some of them almost got killed out there trying to do
playing donkey basketball.
Ed
got hurt doing donkey basketball.
But there's all kinds of stuff going on, there's a website for Mule Day. I think if you Google Columbia Mule Day, because there are other Mule Days in the United States.
No.
Yes.
No, surely not.
Surely there. Yes, there is. So, but remember to be kind and courteous to our visitors on equines and wagons. And welcome.
Leash your dog.
Leash your dog, please. So,
can I mention one more thing?
Sure. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like I said, if you want to learn how to dance and stuff like that, Scott knows too that we have a line dance class at Water Valley every Monday night from 6 to 8. We've been doing it for 20 years.
Oh,
so I mean, anybody can come down, cost you a dollar, but you know, we
money
get to
well
have some fun
spent.
For a dollar, you know.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, it costs you a dollar. You can come down and join us.
And that's in the old school building.
That's in the old school building. Yes,
it's now the Water Valley Community Center.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we kind of over the years, it's over the last 20-25 years, we've kind of restored the inside of that building and stuff.
Oh,
so
good.
It's
and it's also, Sarah, where they host the Wounded Warriors.
Yes. Oh yes, that's
on
the big
ride
event
that comes
there.
Out of Williamson County.
Yeah, we got that coming this October. So last year we got to have last couple of years we've had the helicopter come in. And this year they're talking about maybe a couple coming in, so I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But
what, big Black Hawks?
Yes.
You know, that's a big helicopter too. People don't understand how big they are until you get up one close.
Yeah, and you can actually get up close and you know, set up in it and stuff like that. Thank you guys.
We've arranged a Black Hawk crew to come, and normally it's tried to be the same crew.
Yeah.
But this year we're going to try to bring a Chinook in, which is the twin rotors.
Oh. Yeah.
So it'll be, you'll get to see a size difference between what a Black Hawk is, which is huge to begin with, and then you put a Chinook next to it, and you're going to get a different look and perspective.
If you want to Google that, folks, I think that's a CH-49
yes.
is what that is.
Yes.
So we had them on my Marine base a lot. I remember a ton.
If you want to get ready for Friday and Saturday night, come down and see us Monday night. We'll be down there, and you can kind of learn a few steps. And
then you can join the flash mob.
Join the flash mob, that's right.
So Water Valley is in outside of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
It's a suburb of Santa Fe, if you could say.
Again, folks, Google map it.
Go down 7, and there's a sign that says Water Valley with an arrow. Follow that all the way down in there.
Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 different ways you can wind up at Water Valley.
Go Highway 7, past the lumber on the left, and make the next left, and follow it straight until you see the music.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And I've driven down there. It is that's beautiful countryside.
Oh, yes. It is pristine.
And I'm sure it's not expensive at all nowadays.
not
Columbia.
It's not like Columbia.
Well, you know, it was Water Valley for sale not too long ago.
Yeah. Downtown Water Valley was for sale not too long ago. So.
How much they get for it?
I don't know. I don't know. But it floods. It floods.
Yeah, they made a big thing about it. And like I said, but that was kind of funny. But anyway.
Bill Gates bought it.
There may be some truth to that. Watch out.
Watch out. Yes. Know. Investors everywhere. Well, awesome. Okay. Well,
history?
I don't know. How many minutes we got, Lou?
About 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay. I'll do a really quick history thing. So, finishing up Women's History Month, I thought I'd just say some random things about first ladies of the United States and some of their intricacies and weirdness, I guess. So, Sarah Polk really took her job seriously. She outlawed liquor in the White House. So, and her nickname was Sahara Sarah. and she also is the reason that we have Hail to the Chief.
Yeah.
For the president to come out. Eliza Johnson, who was Andrew Johnson's wife, he was the Reconstruction president. And she actually brought her cows from Tennessee to the White House, and they could be seen grazing on the front lawn.
Wonder if she milked the cow.
I don't know. and incidentally, Julia Grant, who is U.S. Grant, General U.S. Grant and President Grant, they were invited to Ford's Theater with the Lincolns, but did not go because there was a suspicious man that delivered the invitation to them. And instead, they went to New York to see their children. Lucy Hayes, who was Rutherford B. Hayes' wife, she began the Easter egg roll because they outlawed it on Capitol Hill. So she's like, come on down to the White House and do the Easter egg roll. And she, like Sarah Polk, forbid alcoholic beverages to be served at the White House. And her nickname was Lemonade Lucy. Barbara Bush wrote a book from her dog's perspective, Millie. I remember Millie being in the White House when I was a little girl. And it was a day in the life of a dog in the White House. That is very cool. Caroline Harrison, she helped start the tradition of cementing the tradition of choosing special White House dinnerware. So all presidents have their own china and they're beautiful pieces and you can collect them. I got a piece. It's pretty cool. Let's see. John Quincy Adams, wife Louisa, she grew up in London and she had hobbies like playing harp and writing plays. When Laura Bush married George W., she promised she would never make a campaign speech, but she relented when he ran for office. I love this. Mamie Eisenhower. She loved the color pink so much. She even had a color named First Lady Pink, or they also called it Mamie Pink. And that started like the pink bathrooms and stuff of the 1950s.
Ew. Oh, I didn't know that.
I've walked in many an old house and had to put sunglasses on.
You know. Well, this first lady.
That avocado green.
Avocado green, yes. Her stage name was Nancy Davis. So it was Nancy Reagan. And she starred in 11 feature films and was included, some of them, the Next Voice You Hear and Donovan's Brain and The Dark Wave. We talked about the Cherry Trees the other day. Nellie Taft was very involved in that. Martha Washington, she was the first lady to appear on a postage stamp. She was also on a banknote. A dollar banknote of 1886 and 1891.
When banks could print money.
Yeah, when banks could print money. Yeah. Jackie Kennedy, she won an Emmy Award. Did y'all know that? She won an Emmy Award for their 1962 TV tour of the White House. And that's right after they did about $50,000 in renovations. And I looked up how much that would be today, and that would be about $400,000.
Yeah, but that still wouldn't be a lot of renovations.
That is not a lot of renovations. Hillary Clinton won a Grammy Award.
Had no clue.
Because for her recording of her book, It Takes a Village and Other Lessons Children Teach Us. I did not know this, and I thought this was neat. Edith Wilson is a direct descendant of Pocahontas.
Oh.
I didn't know that. I thought that was pretty cool. Did y'all know that Mary Todd Lincoln was 5'2" tall? She was a short lady.
And everybody was scared of her.
Everybody was scared of her. She also did seances and other things. Like, she was a different lady.
Another good reason to be scared of her.
Florence Harding, she was known to serve cocktails during, President Harding's poker parties, and it was made with confiscated alcohol because that was during Prohibition.
No.
Some of this stuff I thought of you, Jim, when I was researching.
Rules for everybody, but not me.
Rosalind Carter, she was very involved in President Carter's administration, and she also sat in cabinet meetings.
That doesn't surprise
me. That does not surprise
me. You know, I hadn't heard you mention at all Eleanor Roosevelt for some reason.
I have not gotten there yet.
Oh!
I'm down at the bottom. Dolly Madison rescued the famous George Washington's painting from the White House before it was torched in 1814. Bess Truman did not like the dry cleaners in D.C., and she sent all her laundry back to Missouri, to Kansas City, to be washed. Can you imagine?
The cost.
The cost. Eleanor Roosevelt, that's one of the first big research papers I wrote about, and she was a magnificent lady. She hosted a weekly radio show. She flew with Amelia Earhart. Can you imagine getting to fly with Amelia Earhart? And then she was also a delegate to the United Nations, and she helped champion the approval of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. Betty Ford, she was a professional dancer at one time, and they said on the last day Gerald was in office, she danced on the cabinet's conference room table. Lou Hoover, so President Hoover's wife, she was in China, and she got involved in the China Boxer Rebellion in 1899, and the newspaper reported she was dead, but she was not. But she helped build barricades and transport supplies via bicycle to the front lines.
Wow.
I thought that was so cool. Grace Coolidge. She was a Red Sox fan. I could not. And then I love this. Lady Bird Johnson. And am I almost out of time, Lee?
Yeah.
I'm close. Okay. Lady Bird Johnson, she supported highway beautification, and the wildflowers that grow on the U.S. highway medians in the spring are attributed to her.
That was, so, that's, I had no idea.
Rapid firing on those, but very cool.
No, it is very cool. What else is cool are these messages that are coming up that y'all really need to listen to. We'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee. This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated, does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
You ready? Here we go, folks. We're back with Inside. Middle Tennessee, and the comedy show that goes on in between breaks.
Part of the Klan was leaving, and then they came back in.
Well, we need them back because
they're waiting for the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the greatest
thing.
This
is the best. It's what everybody waits for on Friday. Oh, yeah.
We have a representative here, Scott, from Kennedy Betting Company.
So this next segment is sponsored by Kennedy Sportsbook and Gaming for all your gaming needs. Come down to West 7th Street and cash your bet with Delk Kennedy.
He's listening. He's not enjoying this.
Well, he's going to get a text message.
We are in the midst of the Sweet 16. There were four games last night. UConn, Illinois, Alabama, and Clemson all advanced to the Elite Eight. But there are more games on the schedule for today, and we have our psychic prognosticator. Ellie DeGreek is in today. Ellie, hello. How you doing?
Good.
Good, wonderful. We have some, now, bettors out there, if you're ready, make sure you're ready, because Ellie DeGreek is going to give you your picks for today.
Get your pencils out.
Your picks to click, right? Your picks to click. So, Ellie, here we go. You're ready. Houston will be playing Duke today. Who is the winner, Houston or Duke?
Duke.
She picks Dukes, everybody. Second game is North Carolina State and Marquette.
North Carolina State.
She goes,
yeah, I got that one. Go ahead. There you go.
There you go. Great.
Where's our auctioneer?
Now, this is a tough one. Purdue and Gonzaga. Not Godzilla. Gonzaga.
Gonzaga?
You're going to go with Gonzaga? Wow. Very good. Yeah. And now, here's the tough one. Now, we talked about this one, so I really want you to think about it here, okay?
We all know the answer.
The Creighton Blue Jays. Pretty cool. Versus the Tennessee Volunteers. Who's going to win that game?
I know my favorite color is orange, so I'm going to have to go with the Volunteers.
The Volunteers! Start the music on Rocky Top, everyone. Ellie DeGreek has picked the Tennessee Volunteers to defeat the Creighton Blue Jays.
That will pay off my mortgage this weekend.
Sweet 16. So, once again, we thank you, Ellie, for participating here. People, remember, Delk closes the books an hour before game time, so you have to get down here early enough to place your bet. So we'll look forward to seeing you here on West 7th Street, right next to the churches, Kennedy Sports Gaming and Booking.
What does that text say? You're fired? Is that what it says?
We don't even get a severance package.
And able to fire me, you got to pay me. So.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ellie, for participating.
Great picks.
Yes.
High school sports are going on right now. We have baseball. But let's go to softball first because I think it's a lot more important right now. Girls softball is alive and well in Middle Tennessee. Let me tell you.
And lower Middle Tennessee in particular.
You aren't kidding. Large class, Coffee County, and the large class is ranked eighth in Middle Tennessee. But the small class is dominated by a lot of names you're all going to realize. Number two, Eagleville. Number three, Forest. Number six, Columbia Academy. And number nine, shocker, Summertown again. Summertown just keep cranking out the great athletic programs. Good job for them.
What they did, Scott, they just took their basketball program and just shuffled it on over to the softball.
Whatever they're doing, keep doing it. And then in baseball, we have large class baseball. Spring Hill, ranked number ninth in the mid-state area, off to a 6-0 start. And then small class, once again, Eagleville, Columbia Academy, and Loretto at number nine. So get out and watch some high school baseball. It's, folks, it's fun. They play it for the right reasons instead of the money. And you'll enjoy your time. It'll bring back some old memories from high school and things like that. So that's what's going on in sports right now. Are we out of time?
No.
Oh, well, you must tell us about Nashville now.
So we are wrapping up right now. We're probably looking first week of May. We'll probably be done. There are two huge bills that are running through the General Assembly still. The first one is going to be the franchise and excise tax, issue we're trying to solve in the state of Tennessee. Looks like we're going to set aside $700 million for overtaxing of corporations. Some of us in the General Assembly don't really like what we're doing with this. Nobody has threatened to sue the state, but the governor and others believe that we should set this money aside in case somebody says, hey, you owe us for overtaxation, then we have the money to pay them. But if they do file a claim, they give up the rights to sue the state of Tennessee going forward. So we'll see how that shakes out. And then there's another bill you guys may have heard about school choice. it is, we are calling it more of the Education Freedom Act, because as you know, and I've talked about it here on the radio and around the state, there are more things in the House bill than just school choice. It is a total transformation and opportunistic time for our public schools that we believe in the House. We can do things to really set the teachers free to do what they're paid to do, and that's teach our kids so that we can have an educated student that can go and choose what they want to do in life and be productive in doing it. So those negotiations have been taking place all week. Myself and others have been part of those. We are trying to figure out and strike an accord with the Senate because the bills have to match. Mm-hmm. If the language doesn't match, there's no bills. And we believe that the things that we have for public schools are transformational, that I think we could really, really benefit the state. And also, for those parents that feel like their needs aren't being met, we have an offshoot for them that's protected, that's sheltered, that's make sure it's not going to really get into the taxpayers' pockets very much.
Are y'all very far apart from the Senate?
Yes.
Is that quick?
Yes.
That's a quick
the Grand
answer.
Canyon?
Well, I'll tell you this. In our bill, we have 49 sections. In the Senate, they have two.
Yeah.
That's how far we're apart.
But I think the House is to be commended for trying to make a package deal here, trying to make things better in as many areas as they can. And I don't think most people who just watch the television news, I don't think they get that.
No.
I think they just see that the House and the Senate can't come to some resolution about it. But there are so many things that need fixing. If we could just start with this little bit, and it really is not a little bit, that's not the way to put it, but if we could just make this step forward and begin to let people teach school and quit giving so many blooming tests and making test preparers and test printers and test everything, making them lots of money, we need to be directing that money toward the classroom
focus. And
the teacher. We've lost our focus because we've gotten so caught up in testing. Mm-hmm. You just take a test for everything.
We've talked about this in the General Assembly, and I've said it in committee numerous times. States that are focused on educational reform will be always on educational reform.
Oh, yes.
You've got to be focused on education. Mm-hmm. Do what you do. Do it very well. Do it to the highest degree, and just keep doing it over and over and over again.
And don't come up with another reform that somebody else has tried and it flopped in their state, so we'll try it here.
I hear you. Let me transform a little bit. Or transform. Let me.
Transformation.
I'm not transforming, folks. I'm not transforming.
We hope not.
Let me transition to unemployment. So traditionally, folks, there's some people here who have been around a while. What traditionally is normal unemployment? What is considered full unemployment?
Anything under five.
Yeah, anything under five.
Yeah,
right. If you're in the fives, you're doing great, right? Are you ready?
Yeah. Two.
These are the top 10 lowest unemployment rates in the state of Tennessee. And you're going to see a familiar thing here. Think about geography here, okay? Number one is Moore County. Now, Moore County is
Lynchburg, Tullahoma. Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
They have 97 people unemployed in the whole county. Okay, so...
Well,
because Jack Daniels is probably redoing a line or something like that.
Well,
right?
You can either work at Jack or you can work at Arnold.
So here's the next nine. You ready?
Yeah.
Williamson at 2.1, Rutherford at 2.2, Cheatham at 2.2, Robertson at 2.2, Dixon at 2.2, Sumner at 2.2, Hickman at 2.3, Wilson at 2.3, and Murray at 2.3. What do those counties all surround?
Nashville.
Nash Vegas.
Nashville. So all of the surrounding counties around Nashville are the nine lowest unemployment rates in the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. People want to be in Middle Tennessee.
And not Nashville.
And businesses want to come to Middle Tennessee because that's where the people are, that's where the employees are, and with the tax structure we have in the state, with the benefits we have in the state, that's where everybody wants to be. And that is the hot spot.
Yeah.
Of causing all the growth in the state of Tennessee. And trust me, we've been on the air for an hour and 36 more people have moved to Tennessee. It's the way right?
I hope they had some way to drive besides on the highway.
Yes. Well, they're all moving out on Carter's Creek.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like a great...
Near Roy Sellers Road.
Now, you ready for this? No. The worst county in the state, unemployment. Cock County at 4.7.
And they're adjacent... They're
to Sevierville.
Sevier
County.
Yeah, it's way up in East.
Sevier is at 3.9.
You know,
and they're the worst at 87th at 3.9.
Yeah,
So things are great in Tennessee. Anyway, we'll go back to work on Monday, keep trying to work on a negotiation with the Senate to try to get this Education Freedom Act passed, and I'll keep you abreast of how it's going. But get out, and we'll see you at Mule Day Parade.
Yes.
All right, folks, we got a hard stop coming up. We're glad you're with us. We'll see you next week with Inside Middle Tennessee.
Keep smiling until then.